This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We've now come to the final point in doing a 4S study of Acts 20:17 through 21:1, Paul's farewell address to the elders from the Church of Ephesus. We spread out the information found in this portion, sorted the information into four groups, and then structured it into an outline. Now we need to summarize what we've found into some applications we can make to our lives and share with others. Based on what we discovered about the life and ministry of Paul in the city of Ephesus, it's clear his was a life well lived. He started his address to the elders by reminding them, "You know how I lived the whole time I was with you, from the first day I came into the province of Asia." When he finished his address, he knelt down with all of them and prayed. They all wept as they embraced him and kissed him. What grieved them most was his statement that they would never see his face again. The clear implication is that what these elders from Ephesus remembered about his life and ministry in their midst was a life well lived. That was his legacy to the Church of Ephesus and these elders. The question I need to ask myself is this: what will my legacy be to those who mean a lot to me? For example, what does my family sense is my legacy to them? What about my friends? What about my fellow employees? What about my neighbors? When any of these talk to others about me, would they have reason to say, "His is a life well lived. He represents Jesus well in all he does"? I hope that will be my legacy.